After a lifetime of study, a man who is a certifiable genius has come to a conclusion. We do not, as human beings, have free will.
We always have an odd one in the crowd.
So it's kind of odd.
Decidedly odd.
Doesn't that strike you as a little bit odd?
No, that doesn't strike me as a little bit odd.
It's the Bob and Sherry Oddcast, with stuff we wouldn't, couldn't, or shouldn't do on the regular show. Now, here's the Oddcast.
So I just read this the other day in the Los Angeles Times. Stanford University neurobiologist Robert Sapolsky says he has studied human beings and other primates for his entire career and has reached the conclusion that virtually all human behavior is as far beyond our conscious control as the convulsions of a seizure, the division of cells, or the beating of our hearts. This means accepting that a man who shoots into a crowd has no more control over his fate than the victims who happen to be in the wrong place in the wrong time. It says treating drunk drivers who barrel into pedestrians, we should treat them like people who suffer from a sudden heart attack and veer out of their lane. So I'm reading this and and he's going on saying, why are we punishing people who have no control over what they do? And I started looking in this article for somebody to argue with this guy, because I'm no certified genius by any stretch of the imagination, as anybody who's ever listened to me on this radio broadcast, but it just doesn't make any sense.
First off, I think he's full of crap, but I would like to go with that. To explain some other things. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I think overall, I'm not going for it. But God, what an excuse. Right. What is it? What a great excuse for all the stupid other crap that we do.
I mean, I look back on some of my clothing choices in the 1970s, and I very briefly went through an urban cowboy phase. And I've only been on a horse like 5 times. I am not from Texas. I don't have cowboy boots, but I bought
this cowboyish. Did you have a cowboy hat?
I don't have a hat. No. I bought a sparkly, for some reason, cowboy styled shirt with little tiny mirrors on it. And I actually went to pick up a girl on our first date wearing it. And she opened the door and said, "Oh, hi, boy. You really like show busy clothes."
You're in show business.
Show business.
It's perfect.
Well, so is Jay Leno, but he wasn't dressed like, you know, a rodeo clown. What made me buy that?
Those urban cowboy days. I'm telling you, there was a lot of stuff sold on that deal.
I agree. I read that article and it just filled me with despair because, first of all, I think that I think I really don't want to participate in a society where absolutely no one has any personal responsibility, including me.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm heading back west if that's where we're going, but that was super, super depressing. And at the same time, I do agree and understand, you know, that our motivations and our choices are shaped by forces that we're not always consciously aware of. Like in your case, Bob, a childhood, a lonely childhood, honestly, spent drinking in hours of entertainment at the local movie theater, gave you an idea about what adult life was like that was much more costumey and party and fun. And, you know, what is one of your favorite expressions? Well, I like to think people do this, and I like to think people do that. Well, you know, I like to think one of these days my Powerball ship is coming in, right? But we're shaped by forces out of our control. But the idea that everything is just a free-for-all of human bumper cars and nobody should be held accountable for anything, hard no, hard pass.
Yeah.
Is that the world you want to live in?
I do have, and I know you must have them. You must have them. I'm not the only one. Some feelings that some power was controlling me when I grew that mustache, the porn star mustache. I want to talk more about
now,
that.
Though it's coming back.
I see
it's
that it is.
Back.
No, we'll be right back. What is only $4.99 a month but gives you such pleasure? That would be the Bob and Sherry Premium. Exclusive content from the show, including our classic chat room calls and best of CDs. You'll get behind the scenes photos and videos of not only us, but our listeners. It's a lot of fun. Just $4.99 a month. And the website to get all of this is bobandsherry.com/premium. We are talking about this Professor Sapolsky, who has written a thesis. He studied human beings for his entire life. He is a certifiable genius. Whoever certifies geniuses, this guy, they've said, yeah, that guy's a genius. And he says we have no free will. So as an example, you take that horrific situation in Charlottesville, Virginia, where that monster drove that car into people and killed a girl. Oh, he had no control. Well, I think he did. I really did think he did. Yeah. However, as I was just saying, I've got a mirror in my house. I've had a mirror in my house since I moved out of my parents' house. And I could look in it and I could see that this bushy thing under my nose just made me look dirty more than anything else. I think it made me look dirty. Why did I grow it? Why did I grow it? I don't look like Magnum. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Why did you grow it? Is it because you had consumed an idea that it somehow was a sign of adult manhood? Like, do you see what I mean? Some of this isn't like, I have no free will. I'm a robot. Some of it is along the way you absorb the belief that once a man hits a certain age and has a mustache, he's a man. That's why I think you grew it, not because you're powerless.
You know, that could be it, because it was unlikely that I was going to learn carpentry skills. You know what I mean? So growing a mustache is a whole lot easier than building a deck.
Oh, let me tell you, yes. And if your mustache is kind of half-assed, nobody's going to get injured on it, I don't think.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But if you build a deck and get that wrong, there could be a calamity, right?
I mean,
Tell me what you were thinking when you grew that mustache. Why did you think, was it just that it was in style? Did you think you were going to look like
style.
You were in a rock band? Yeah.
No, it was in style. I thought it would make me look, I have a baby face, or I did back then, and I thought it would make me look more serious and older. It just made me look ridiculous. But I can look back, I bought a corduroy suit once, I didn't have any suits. I bought a corduroy thin-wailed suit, and I wore it with these shoes that were, I can't even describe them. They were sort of tan because the suit was tan. And I just don't know what I was thinking, where buying a corduroy suit.
People could hear you coming a mile away.
A mile away.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
You didn't have to worry about frightening a woman by sneaking up behind her. She had plenty of warning.
This can't just be me, Lamar, because you've shared some pictures of hairstyles that you embraced over the years.
I did do the perm thing for a while. That was not my finest moment.
What did you do that? Why did you do it? Was there actual free thought?
Well, there was free thought, because I was thinking I was going to come out looking like Mac Davis, but that was not how that worked out for me. It just didn't work out. I come out looking like a poodle in the head. I mean, you know what I'm saying? No, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. Because you can't get those loose natural curls out of a bottle.
No.
No.
Here's the funny thing, Lamar, with your hair. It turns out that we all almost always look our best with the hair God gave us, right? So for people with curly hair that they straighten and straighten and straighten, and then one day they wear it natural and you're like, oh my God, you look like a goddess. Men with straight hair that go get a perm and end up looking like, you know, a taxi driver's armpit on a hot day. Like, you were so much better off with what the Lord gave you than trying to manipulate that. And it's weird because I think that mostly applies to hair. You know, because you can do some other modifications to yourself. But it's your hair. You got to stick. You got to dance with the one that brung you where your hair is concerned.
There are some other things I did, though. There are some other things that I did, just small things. And I hate to think that I had free will with making these choices. Like, I was single and I didn't drink at all. You know, I've made up for it since then, but I did not drink at all. And I went away for a weekend with a girl, and we went to, I forget which city it was. It might have been Savannah, or I forget. But we went to a restaurant, and she ordered some sort of a cocktail. I forget what it was. And I did not drink. I'm getting choked up because this memory. I ordered a champagne cocktail. I don't even know what the hell that is. I ordered a champagne cocktail because I thought it sounded so New York or Hollywood or whatever. And I don't know what they put in it. Obviously, there was some champagne. And they put a little square sugar cube that would dissolve. You could watch it dissolve. But she had to look over at me and go, "Ooh, can't wait for Sunday." So how was your weekend? Yeah. Oh, it was all right until he ordered a champagne cocktail. A champagne cocktail? What the hell is that? I don't know. I've never seen a man or really anyone do that. It was right there in the menu. Champagne cocktail.
You saw that. I'm telling you, you saw that. Yeah. In the movie. You may not have free will, but your free will was stolen from you by 20th Century Fox and MGM. You have lived, you have waited your whole life to reenact the iconic sports car picnic scene from To Catch a Thief. The only reason you would even know to put the word champagne next to the word cocktail was from some movie that you saw. Yeah. I mean, you really...
It makes perfect sense.
You would have been a great host on Turner Classic Movies, because if ever anyone had his life and reality shaped by the movies, I think it's you. And I don't mean that in any way as a slam, because it happens to all of us. But you really believed that life was waiting for you just on the other side of something. And know what? That belief
it had
probably
to be better
got
than the
you
life.
Through. But do you hear what I'm saying? That belief, that faith that you were going to get to the other side of that rainbow is why you succeeded and pulled yourself up and made a life for yourself beyond anybody's wildest dreams. I really do believe that.
Yes, but making a jackass from time to time as I went along on that. You know, there's a scene, since you mentioned To Catch a Thief. It's a great Hitchcock movie. It's a little bit of comedy, a little bit of drama, and there's no horror, but there's suspense. And there's this scene where Grace Kelly, who is this heiress and has this beautiful estate, in southern France. It's during the summer. She takes Cary Grant on a ride in her blue sports car to a picnic. And she gets out the picnic basket, and they're sitting on the overlooking the Mediterranean, and they're sitting on a blanket, right? And she says, "Would you like a thigh or a breast?" And Cary Grant says, "I'll let you choose." I went, "Oh, God. Oh, if I were in that situation," and the girl said, "Would you like a thigh or a breast?" And I say, "I'll let you choose." She would jump in the car and take off so fast. Because I'm not Cary Grant. Nobody was.
Yeah.
No, this is Bob. "Would you like a thigh or a breast?" "Well, I think I just better have a slice because this is a new shirt and I don't want to get chicken." I mean, you even worse.
Yeah, just ruined the whole moment. Yeah, that's true. Just ruined the whole moment. I don't know. I try not to look back on really the blunders. Somebody wrote somewhere that everybody needs therapy so that you don't, in the middle of the night, recall something that you did when you were 13 years old. You know, you need to put all of that stuff behind you. But it's so hard because, you know, we'd like to rewrite our history, at least most of us. I know I would.
Especially, I mean, we all, well, maybe not everybody has a handful of moments that are so cringe that you just can't even bear to revisit them. You know what I'm doing now?
I think everybody does. They have to. Everybody has got to have them.
I'm at a new chapter in my life, and that is when presented with an opportunity, I analyze it. I walk around and I look at it from all sides. And if I think there's any possibility that I'm going to lie awake at night in a cold sweat and relive some cringy part of it, I say no.
Well, that's because, very good. That's what I'm saying. That's what you should do.
Because you just like I feel like I'm full up on cringe. Like I'm over my cringe bucket overfloweth, and I just don't want to add anything new to it. I mean, Bob, let me ask you this. What is your most recent like shudder cringe experience that's equivalent to dressing up like a cowboy to go on a date?
You know, I have been very careful of recent so that I don't
look
have
at that.
And I don't embarrass my wife. A cringe moment recently.
This is awesome. This is gross.
Oh, here it is. It just happened at the Halloween party that I went to with Mary the other day. So I'm there as Ken, of course. I'm Ken. She's Barbie. And I had taken a nap earlier so that, you know, I have a little more energy to be at the party because it's going to go on forever. And I had a drink. And I'm talking with this lady who's dressed as a vampire. And she's not overly friendly. She's nice, but she's not overly friendly. And somehow we got into where did you go for vacation this year? And Mary and I went to Italy and Switzerland. And she said, where in Switzerland? And for some reason, I blanked on Zurich and Zermatt. I just blanked. And I went, near the Matterhorn. And she went, oh, Zermatt. I went, yes, that's right. Excuse me. I just got up from a nap. She stared at me. And she's dressed as a vampire. She just stared at me.
Well, wait. She was dressed as a vampire, but you were dressed as Ken. So it's okay.
She stared at you.
Yeah.
From a nap. Who forgot where he went.
Better. I need to make you feel better. She just was confused because vampires don't sleep. She didn't understand what you even meant.
Oh, is that it? Oh, yeah. I feel much better. Who forgets where they went for vacation? Especially
people blank all the time on stuff.
I haven't been anywhere like that in years and years and years. And I draw a blank.
It doesn't mean though.
You know what?
Yes, you can draw a blank on a name.
Yes, you can.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You know what's funny is that when you were like, "Oh, I just went to Switzerland. Where'd you go?"
The big mountain
matter. Yeah, you know, now you're the John Lovitz liar character. Now you've never been to Switzerland. You're just like, the Matterhorn.
Oh God, right. Hey,
and
you're a lot of help.
And she goes, Zermatt? Yeah, that's it. Zermatt. That's
Zermatt.
What I was.
Yeah.
See, you're better than me. You're better. If I'm at the party, I holler across the room to Carla, hey, in Switzerland. Where did we go in Switzerland? Where did we go? And she would say, oh, Zermatt. And I'd say, oh, there you go, Zermatt. I mean,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's just you need your wife's help to remember famous cities.
Gotta have it.
I do it for a lot of things. You know, I'll say, who's the husband of the woman we're going to see with the party? What's his name? But a guy should know where he went. I mean, and that's all I'm saying. He should know where his ass was.
No, I'm going to get your back. It's a low bar. Where are you, Bob? Oh, I don't know. Yes, you should.
Yeah, she thought I was like the liar guy on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, that's why Mary didn't give you the itinerary. That's why she kept the itinerary.
Yeah, so that's right. That's exactly right. We would have ended up in Belgium.
Yeah.
So that's my recent cringe. I mean,
I don't think that's anything to cringe about.
Nah, no, that's not
why did I believe a real estate agent when she sold me a condominium? And she just had a great line of bullshit that I should have investigated more, and I lost a lot of money on that condominium.
That, you know, was the triumph of hope over experience. As the
it was. It was. Yeah, it was.
But it was really close to a restaurant, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, there were restaurants. Okay. It was mixed use.
There you go.
But oh, see, I should have said
that. Sounds like
myself,
something you need to be in mixed use. Everybody wants that.
Yeah. You should if you're dinner? In Chicago. If you live in Chicago or New York, but not where I was living.
I'm trying to think. I have had moments in my life where I was awake and moving toward the decision, but I did feel like I was sleepwalking in a way. Like, why am I doing this? I don't even want to do this. And so definitely, right. You know, that feels like, oh, maybe there isn't any free will. I was just kind of programmed to say yes to this or say yes to that.
Mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. that article, man, do you really?
That's a bummer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, what are we then? Are we God's creations? Are we unique and beautiful and valuable souls? Or are we just meat that's programmed to be born, work, die, repeat? No. Like, think
and do
about
crazy
what that
things.
Means.
Yeah. No. And do crazy, crazy things. You're exactly right. So I'm going to say, I know you're a genius, sir, but I'm going to say thumbs down because I think people can't control themselves. Now, if
well,
you're completely
people need
nuts,
to try.
Maybe not. Yeah.
People need to try to control themselves.
Right.
Before you start drinking, you know that you can't drive, right? You know that when you're sober. So if
right.
you get in the car and you kill somebody or hurt somebody or yourself, you don't get to just skate on that any more than if you walk into the grocery store right now and head to the snack cake aisle and sit on the floor and start cramming little Debbies into your mouth. And when the store manager comes, go, "Oh, you know you're not supposed to do that. And you know
just
that not
be,
having free will isn't an excuse.
But
I
if
just
you're a genius,
be like the
you
guy
come
I
up
saw
with
walking.
I was going to say, if you're a genius, you got to come up with something that the other genius didn't come up with. He's come up with something completely different. So that makes him special. That's what that is, I think.
That is true. That is, yeah. I just want to be like the guy I saw come walking out of the store the other day. He, his clothes, his jeans had dust all over them, his boots. He might have been like a wallpaper hanger or definitely somebody that works inside in construction. And his T-shirt said, "Your village called. They're missing. They're idiot." That's a guy that doesn't worry about this stuff, you know?
I wouldn't dare wear that one. Not with what I do for a living.
Uh-oh. All right. That wraps us up. Thank you, folks. Thank you very, very much. Don't worry about things you did when you were 13. Nobody else is thinking about it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Bob and Sherry podcast, the Oddcast, and Talking Lamar. We would love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review. And maybe share it with a friend on Facebook, Instagram, wherever you go. And thank you again so much for listening.